With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. Tom Clancy labored for years in his family's insurance business in Maryland. Then something happened. He wrote a thriller called The Hunt for Red October. It became a bestseller. President Reagan liked the book so much, he invited Clancy to the Oval Office for a private chat. Now, Clancy goes to his insurance agency just one day a week.
What I'm doing now has changed my perspective to the extent that it's a little harder now to get excited about writing a homeowner's policy.
Tom Clancy's second novel, Red Storm Rising, hit the bestseller list as soon as the bookstores put it on the shelves. It's an account of World War III, NATO versus the Warsaw Pact. Its emphasis is on the use of modern weaponry. Clancy co-wrote the book with his friend Larry Bond, whose name appears only in an author's note.
Oh, that was a decision made in New York by the folks at Putnam, and Larry ultimately agreed to it.
Tom Clancy met Larry Bond after sending away for a $10 war game Bond had created called Harpoon.
We started talking on the phone, and we got friendly enough that ultimately he became my son's godfather.
At the first birthday party of Tom's son, Bond told Clancy about another game he was creating, which would look at the problem of running naval convoys against modern weapons during a war.
After about an hour, I just said, well, you know, why don't we just write a book about it? So we shook hands on the deal, and that was that.
Tom Clancy and Larry Bond started writing Red Sea Rising, a collaboration achieved mostly by sending computer disc back and forth.
It's the most fun I've ever had at anything. You can build your own little world, and like a kid with his toy trains, except instead of trains, I have tanks and ships and airplanes.
That's Tom Clancy, co-author of Red Storm Rising, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain. There's no doubt that Tom Clancy has an obsession for things military. The author of The Hunt for Red October has produced another blockbuster, Red Storm Rising. The story goes like this. Sabotage has wiped out the Soviet Union's oil reserves, so the Kremlin decides to seize the oil fields of the Middle East. To neutralize NATO's forces, the Russians create a pretext for invading West Germany, thereby touching off a war between the Western Allies and the Warsaw Pact. Red Storm Rising is an account of that war as seen through many eyes. Tom Clancy's readers may be surprised to learn that all the fantastic weapons described in the book, infrared guided missiles, radars, sonars, currently exist.
Everything in the book is real.
We can use them now?
Yes. One of the things I did with Red October and also with Red Storm is we use equipment that's already out there and we use it in the way for which it is designed to be used.
Clancy says his objective was to show the capability of modern weapons as accurately as possible.
The fundamental truth we have here is that, you know, there aren't any nice ways to kill people. I just purchased the video cassette of Spartacus, which depicts the, you know, the Roman legions and all that stuff. But that's a lot more personal, but I don't think it's a heck of a lot more attractive.
Tom Clancy is convinced the scenario in Red Storm Rising is accurate and that the Soviets are capable of igniting World War III.
Well, the Russians certainly are formidable. They have lots of tanks and lots of guns and lots of people carrying rifles. At the same time, you may want to remember that the United States Army, the United States Navy, the U.S. Marines, the Air Force, and all our allies are also fairly formidable people. And that we don't train our people to lose, we train them to win.
Tom Clancy regrets not serving in the military himself.
Yeah.
I think everybody should serve his time in one way or another. I was prevented from doing so by my eyesight, but maybe it's just as well. Things seem to have a way of working out for the best.
Tom Clancy with Larry Bond. He's the author of Red Storm Rising, published by Putnam. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.